Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle and purify our hearts. Surround us in this place. Want you to breathe new life within us. Send a refreshing love. Purify our hearts. Let your glory fill.
Let your glory fill this place.
Let your all consuming fire. Yeah. Yeah.
Purify our hearts.
Surround us. Let's ask for the rain tonight. Let's ask for the rain. Say rain on us. Somebody needs him to breathe. Oh, shower down. Shower down. Send your spirit, Lord. Oh, rain. Lord, breathe on your people.
Breathe
new life, Jesus.
Send a refreshing
lift that hand and
praise be the Most High God, and I just give God honor and give him the glory on this morning. And I'm telling you right now, saints of God, I don't know about you, but I want the Holy Spirit to begin to breathe and begin to rain upon me. I know that the Spirit of the living God, I just don't know, but something these last couple of days, I could feel a shifting in the transition in my spirit. I don't know about you, but I'm telling you right now, it just causes me to earnestly keep seeking the Spirit of the Lord to find out what it is. I've been having a little opposition of different little visitation, but I'm telling you right now, I don't know about you, but it's a transition. It's something don't happen, and it gets me excited when God begin to do different things, and when God begin to rain down and just begin to trust you and elevate you in the spirit, and also trust you with fresh anointing. In this day and time, let me tell you something, God is not doing that like people portray and put on to be. You really have to be able to trust you. Amen. You really have to be able to go through something to hold on and prove yourself to God. And that's my God. And that's times when you don't feel like going, you still going. That's time when you feel like don't feel like saying some stuff, you still say it. That's time when you feel like you don't want to push, but you still push. And I just thank God and I give God the glory for everyone that is still in the push and still in the press. Let me tell you something, that reward that you'll get from God is greater for anything that man here on earth to give to you. When you know that ain't nothing but God done did it for you, done gave it to you, done bless you, done heal you, done took you to that place. I'm telling you right now, there's nothing else you can, my God, it will blow your mind. And I just give glory and I give honor, and I'm telling you right now, you want to stay in the press. And I'm telling you right now, my God Almighty, and want to share with you, I'm telling you that you're going to have to do it God's way. And my God, the message that Pastor Smith that spoke on Friday, very profound. You know, don't buck God's system. I'm telling you right now, saints of God, I don't care what anybody tell you, how they tell you, where they want to put it, it's still, you're going to still have to fall in alignment of the system of God. If you want to receive any type of benefits or any type, so my God, blessings from God, you're going to have to go through the system of God. It's no different than in your local system or your local government system. If you want to receive any government assistance or anything that for the government, regardless of this disability or regardless of whatever it is, you cannot buck the system. You're going to have to go along with their system. If they say you need to turn this in, you have to turn this in. They say if you need to go and do this, you need to go and do that. They say if you need to go over here, you need to go over there. You cannot buck the system. And if you do try, my God, to go into a VIP status and think you're going to skip over, the system and do whatever you want to do, you will not be getting the benefits. Amen. Then when the benefits come, and if you're not handling things appropriately, you can cause what could be a blessing and a help to you. It can also be a judgment to you. You hear me? And I'm telling you right now, saints of God, we want to get in the habit, my God, not the bootleg and cut corners, my God, and thinking that your green dollar bill is going to give you VIP status. I want to defuse that with you. No, baby, you're going to have to go in the system with God. You got to keep pressing. You got to keep pushing. You got to keep standing fast. You got to stay on the wall. You got to keep praying. My God, when you want to give up, you can't give up. When you, my God, you got to keep giving God your worship. Keep giving God your praise. And in spite oh my God, what things look like, you got to keep trusting God. You got to hold God to his word. You got to walk by faith and not by sight. My God Almighty, you got to keep going, and you got to give yourself as a living sacrifice, holy and unacceptable. My God, y'all going to get me started this morning. I just want to thank my brothers and sisters and our listeners for tuning in. My God, all over the world, we give them things, and we give them glory for just tuning in and trusting God with us. I thank God that our ADM family is saying different things, my God, that we'll be able to help you throughout your day and day by day. And I'm telling you right now, I know that God is setting you up for something great. Saints of God, if you listen to the prophet, I'm talking about true prophet. I'm not talking about these money hungry folks, but I'm talking about a true prophet. Your life will prosper. You hear me? It will prosper. So I pray that this month here, because if you're going to get ready to go into a close, you begin to get the residue, clean up these baggage, clean up different things, identify issues, by God Almighty. I know it doesn't feel good. You face it, regardless if it's family, regardless if it's friends, whoever it may be, co-workers, worker, regardless, you take reality for whatever it is. You begin to clean up the hurt inside of you, checking yourself. My God, get all the deception, get all the lying, get all that stuff out of you. My God, clean it up, push it to the side, and get ready, my God, for your new beginning. Get ready for you can begin to walk this journey, for you can get to that table that is spread. I thank God for each and every one of you. Always be a blessing. Mother Price, we can get her to bring her home, for she can begin to intercede in the Holy Ghost. And I'm telling you right now, I'm just so excited about what God is doing. God bless you, Mother Price.
God bless you, Pastor Comfort, this morning.
Amen.
Father God, first of all, I give honor to God, who's the head of my life, who's the head of my life, and to Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, and the front line of ADM, and every member and friend this morning. Father God, we come to you once more. Listen, we know how coming to the throne boldly in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for breathing upon us this morning, God. Just giving us another day that we've never seen before. Life, health, and strength, God. We thank you this morning, God, because when we lay down, you shield and protect all night long, God. You didn't let a fire break out, thief break in, nor a robbery, God, in the name of Jesus. So we say thank you just for that, God. God, we appreciate you, God, because you are so good and kind to us, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, Lord, this morning, God, as we rise again, God, begin to push, God, begin to walk through our house, begin to praise you, God, to magnify your name, knowing that you are God all by yourself, God. We thank you, Lord, for our families, God, because we could have got a phone call last night, early this morning, God, that somebody had death in the family. But since we didn't, God, we say thank you, God. And for those that did, God, we pray, God, that you strengthen the Maria family this morning. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we lift every minister up to you this morning, God. We pray, God, that you continue to keep them strong, God. Continue to strengthen them, God. Oh, continue to, when they pull out, God, we pray, God, that you continue to pull back into them, God. Let them continue to stay up on the wall, God, and never come down. Just begin to just hold your truth from their lips of clay in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we lift up the teachers, God, the prophets, God, the missionaries, God. Oh, the one to go out to encourage someone that needs to be encouraged. God, we thank you this morning, God. We realize, God, where you have brought us from, God. Oh, God, we give you the glory this morning, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we give you the glory when we don't even feel like going any further, God. Oh, God, but we thank you for that extra push, God. Oh, God, we give you the glory, God, when our body is aching, God. But yet and still, we say, God, by your stripes we are healed. In the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for the food that you put on our table, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, because we realize somebody don't have anything on their table, God. Oh, and that person that don't, God, we pray this morning, God, make a way out of no way and be there, Jehovah Jireh also. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift our family members up this morning. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray, God, that you continue to draw them near to you, God. save, deliver, and set free in the name of Jesus, God. And begin to put unity and love in the name of Jesus in the family, God. And after all, God, we pray, God, that you be standing in the midst of the disputable shape in the name of Jesus. Because we realize nothing won't last, God, until you are in the center of it. In the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you this morning, God. We lift our kids up to you, God, and grandkids and great-grandkids up to you, God. We pray, God, that you continue to draw them near to you, God. Thank you for saving them, God, delivering them, God, and bringing them up the way they need, caught up in you. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning. We can't forget about the one that allows, God. Just like we once was lost, God. We lift them up to you this morning. Wherever they may be, God, we speak that their salvation come, God. We speak that their deliverance begin to come in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you begin to tear down every stronghold in their life, God, to break every change in their life in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, Lord, God, we ask that you go out of the motion to the hospital, God, and the one that's in the old folks' home, God. We pray, God, that you save, deliver, and set, God. We pray, God, that you heal the sick and the shedding and everywhere, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Continue, Lord, out of the motion. Keep us strong in you, God. Don't never let us want to look back out of the motion where we came from. But when we look back, God, it comes out of the motion just again. Just to know that you brought us from that situation, God. And would you know that you brought us up out of it in the mighty name of Jesus? Nobody else but you, Jesus. So we say hallelujah this morning, God. Oh, God, we give you the glory this morning, God. Because we know that you are in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, God. Oh, God, we thank you for continuing to show our hearts and our minds, God, in the name of Jesus, on this Jesus journey, God. Oh, God, as we begin to repent this morning, God, forgive us for everything that we have done and one like you, God. Forgive us for our slackness, God, our slothfulness in you, God, our total bullshit, God. Oh, forgive us, God. When you told us to go right, we went left, God. We repent this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just cry out to you in the morning, God. Forgive us for all our sins, the one that we know of and the one that we don't know of, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Forgive us, God, when we was out of mind, God. When you told us to read, God, out of the bullshit, God, we ignored you, God, but we ask that you forgive us this morning, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, forgive us when you asked us to just to comfort someone, God, and we didn't. Lord, we repent this morning, God. We realize it is repenting time. It's time to take inventory of ourselves in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, no bullshit, God. So let us begin to search our hearts, God. Search our minds. Search the quotable shape. Our spirit. Hey, glory to God this morning, God. We thank you this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray this morning, God. Oh, God, we pray, God. Whoever's supposed to bring the word this morning, God, we pray, God, that you use our mind to listen. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Hey, this morning, God, let us begin to rap back, God. Open our mouth, God. Let us cry out like a trumpet. Yeah, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we realize, God, great is he that's in us, that he's that in the world. We can do all things through Christ that strengthens us out of the bullshit. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. If you said it, God, we can do it. If you said it, God, out of the bullshit, all things are possible through Christ Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, my Heavenly Father, this morning, God, we cry out for the ones that don't have a chest over their heads, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you strengthen them in a mighty way. Be that mind regulator in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them know it's just a temporary situation, and they can come out hot of emotion if they desire to come out hot. If you desire to be delivered out of emotion, you can be delivered out of emotion in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We ask that you raise every man up as kids, God. Raise them up. up, God, to the Moshe, to be a father to those kids, God. Oh, God, to begin to sit down with each time the little Moshe, right from wrong. Oh, just begin to, God, to work hard for their families, God, and bring in the ease that needs to be there in the mighty name of Jesus. Not the little Moshe, God. Oh, God, we cry out for them in the name of Jesus, God. We cry out for the mothers this morning, God. We pray, God, that you strengthen these young women, God, to let them know that they don't have to battle for that. Let them know that they don't have to compromise. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, let them know that they hold on to Jesus. Help is on the way. In the mighty name of Jesus, cry out to him. Let him know just that you waited. He already know what it is, but he wants you to just let him know. Just like a father, I don't know, say, with that communication with the kid, I don't know, say, let's trust him and tell him all about it. He'll work it out for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask that the blood of Jesus fall upon our minds, God. In our minds this morning, God, for the different thoughts that we have are not like you. Why speak good about you, our mind, like never before, God. We're crying out to you like never before. Oh, help us today, God. Help the ones, God, that bring hope is ours. Hope is almost on. And let me tell you, if a man named Jesus, he will wash your mind. He'll wash your mouth out with all the foul cursing that you tell him, Moshe. He'll do it for you. Just trust him and see how he'll do it for you. It might not come all at one time. Oh, but day after day, you'll begin to realize something has been changed in my life. It's a change have come. Even in my conversation, oh, it's getting there. I don't know, Moshika. No more gospel, I don't know, Moshika. We're crying out to you, God. Let us be ready when you come, I don't know, Moshe. Don't let our work be in vain, I don't know, Moshe, God. Oh, have mercy upon our soul, God. We thank you for grace this morning, I don't know, Moshe. In the mighty name of Jesus, I don't know, Moshe, God. Oh, God, we thank you for healing minds, God. Hey, glory, God. Speak to the little Moshe this morning. Loose your people's mind. Loose their mind in the mighty name of Jesus. They have good minds, God. The mind of Jesus Christ. You can't have it. So we demand, we stand in the authority of Jesus Christ and demand that you loose your little Moshe in the mighty name of Jesus. Little Moshe. Oh, glory to God this morning, God. We give you the glory, God. We'll say hallelujah. It's the highest praise. You're worthy, God. We thank you for what you're doing, God, and what you have done, and what you're doing right now in the mighty name of Jesus. For every ear, I don't know, Shane, that has an ear to hear this morning, you need to begin to give God to God. Begin to praise, I don't know, Shane. Praise it, I don't know, Shane. Whatever you need, praise him in his head. It's just like you already got it. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning. Oh, God, it's Lord of Moshe, God. These things we ask, Lord of Moshe, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank
amen.
You, Lord of Moshe. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mother Price, for that wonderful prayer. Good morning, Pastor Temple, and First Lady Lakeisha, and good morning to the co-laborers in the Lord. I want to thank God this morning for waking me up this morning. I want to thank God for the active use of my limbs, that let me open up my eyes that I may see a day that I never seen before. I just want to thank him. I want to thank him that it breathed on me and gave me life. I want to thank him for healing in my body. I want to thank him for just being everything to me. And I thank God this morning. I can't do nothing without him. I need him in my life every minute, every second, and every hour. And I just want to thank him this morning for his goodness and his mercy. In Jesus' holy name. I'll be coming from Psalms 118. 1 through 8th verse. Psalm of God, everlasting mercy.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. I call upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. God bless me. When trouble comes, instead of thanking God for his goodness and mercy, we tend to go to our family and friends, which create gossip and vainglory. And, you know, we should go to God. And God is our very present help in time of trouble.
Amen.
God is merciful, unlike man. God has pity on us. He can deliver us. His mercy endures forever. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord will always send someone to help us. It may be a kind word or a financial blessing or even a smile. Although there are those who will work against us. That'll work against us. And, you know, it's just that they don't like us. We should, you know, always don't like us, and they will say things, and we just have to go on. But we have to trust in the Lord and not in man. We have to trust in that man and those in high places. God will never leave you or forsake you. But man will, and trust is believing what God's word says. What he say is the truth, and we have to believe that and know that. Remember, many of us have been overlooked by others or by our jobs, friends, and some family members.
Amen.
But
Amen.
Mercy can destroy all strongholds.
Amen.
God's mercy endures forever.
Yes, it does.
I want to go and talk a little bit about when I first started at ADM ministry. Well,
Amen.
It changed my life. It changed my life for the better. For me. And I thank God for Pastor Temple, for his teaching.
Amen.
And I love him for his teaching and being real. And love his flock. I thank God for that. And I thank God that it opened up my eyes and my understanding of to know more about God and this walk with God.
Amen.
And by trusting in Him.
Yes.
And having confidence.
Amen.
And how He want to make me to live and do better. I thank God for that. And I want to thank God for Mother OG for helping me.
Amen.
And talking with me and the love that she shown.
Amen.
The members of ADM. I want to thank God for Pastor Carol.
Amen.
For her love and understanding that I always can go to her. And she has that love and patience. I thank God for that. I thank God for the love. And I thank God for Mother Price for always uplifting me in prayer. I thank God for her love. And I thank God for these special women in God and the man of God that
Amen.
When I started, I see the love. I know the love. And I thank Him that I shook off a lot of things and I let go of a lot of things and still live detoxing. And I thank God for that. And I'm learning more and I'm growing more. And I won't give up. And if I fall, I will get back up and dust off. And I'm going to keep on going. And I'm going to keep on striving. I just want to thank ADM family for the love. And I thank them for the strength. And I thank them that they're there. And when I can call them, that they have the love for me. And I'm so happy that I've been delivered. And, you know, I'm glad not that I'm there. And I'm not going to leave. I'm going to keep on striving and keep on pushing and keep
Amen.
On keeping on with the faith.
Yes.
Because I want to make it in. And I want to be a strong soldier. And I want to be a bold soldier. And I just want to thank God for these special people in my life. They are special. And I want to leave with this, that remember that God loves us.
Amen. Amen.
And remember to keep the faith, because faith moves God.
Amen.
And remember that He will do what He said He would do.
Hey, glory to God. Amen. Yes, Lord.
He will do what He said He would do in Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen and amen. What a heartfelt and what a heart touch message. We thank God for you, and I thank God for you as well, Minister Juanita, me and my wife and the family. We do as well, and we thank God for you as well. And you know, saints of God, let me tell you something. I was ecstatic on the other day, and I was just so happy. And too many things cannot rock my boat to bring me into a wild moment, you know, bring me into a wild moment, you know. I thank God for gifts and people bless me with gifts and stuff. I thank God for it, but it really doesn't bring me a wild moment, you know. Even some financial and things that God does financially, and I thank Him for it. I'm very greatly appreciated. God bless my home, and He blessed me and my wife and stretch us out and be blessing us with different things. That too much don't bring me into a wild moment as well. I thank Him, because honestly, the reason why because all that, what I'm saying, is comes with the covenant blessings where I've been, where the Lord has been trying to pull you all in and be using me to teach you to get to. All that comes with the territory. You, when you walk in covenant blessing, you have the expectation finances is going to keep growing. You have the expectations that different gifts and nuggets and different things going to be added to your life, and it's going to be a blessing. That's going to be the expectation that is going to happen when you're walking in your covenant blessing and you're walking in the order of God. That is expected. Sometimes I look at my wife and I say, baby, the life that we live, you know, I do not expect anything less. But the wild moments when I get reports how people, when we first met them, their life was one way, and now they're taking responsibility and their life don't change. And it don't change from the greater. You know, and how different ones was in the ditch. Now they out of the ditch and they in the house. You know, different ones were there at one point that they was ready to give up, but now they got life and they are blossom like a beautiful flower. You know, when I hear them type of reports, I'm telling you right now, saints of God, that's what give me the wild. That's why I shake my. I couldn't when I start hearing certain reports. And trust me, it doesn't come from the reports. Doesn't come from the individual. And I thank God for individual testimony. But when you start dealing with your landlord, you start dealing with boss, you start dealing with people on your work and working beside you that knows you every day, and people that don't have no reason to. Put up a story for you and to fabricate a story for you. You know, you talking about some true stuff going on, you know, and I just so thank God that we have members in ADM that really listening to the prophet and their life is prospering, and it just brought me into a place a while. It just brought me into a place. I had to tell my wife, I said, baby, I am so ecstatic. I am so happy right about now. She was like, what? I say, baby, these certain things happening. You know, we got members paying rent up 3 and 4 months ahead. We got members taking care of responsibility. They ain't come from them. It comes from, you know, the main source that they taking care of. They're women's and men's of their word, countering their responsibility, because that's something that we teach in ADM family. First, you pay your bills. Second, you sow into yourself. Third, you put something up the budget for yourself. Then you sow. And I say, it brings me into a happy place, because I know that where they're going is a place of stress-free happiness, peace, and a place of joy. Why? Because their home is taken care of. And saints, when your home is taken care of, you can be able to live again. When your home is taken care of, you don't have to worry about all these issues and health issues and different things. Why? Because your home is in a place of peace. Your home is in a place of freedom. You in a place of an area to where you can just relax and give it all to the Lord. And I push each and every one of you, that's begin to take care of the things that God placed in our life that you don't work hard for, that you living for, that you have to take care of. And one thing that a child of God, I know many people like, oh, you got to do this, do that. A child of God, they take their responsibility very serious. And they don't care who it is, who the responsibility got to be with, regardless if the individual is saved or not saved. We men and women of integrity, and we're going to keep taking and keep walking into the responsible. We have to show the light. We have to show the character. We have to show the walk with God. And I'm telling you right now, that just made my spirit leap. That brought me into a place of joy. It brought me into a place of happiness. And I'm telling you, the same thing, when I look at Minister Juanita, my God, for where she come and how they working with it and coming out. Listen, saints of God, if you call me to one leader by this time last year or year before that, you won't be getting this, what we receiving out of her. Even though it's even though it might be short, it's short and sweet. But I'm telling you right now,
Now I can see her confidence level where it was at, where it used to be. It's not there no more. Because now she's giving us some inspiration, ministering to her. To once a world needs to be ministered to, now the world is starting to minister to others. I'm telling you, I get joy. I'm telling you right now, I get joy when I see that same thing with Brother Joe. Brother Joe, come on Thursday. Yeah. I know many of you probably hear this story like, oh, okay, this is not Pastor. But baby, you got to understand, you got to know these people's story before we start judging the book or judging what comes out. Because even Brother Joe, I'm telling you right now, for a man, my God, came not coming from a place of ministering to people and praying for people, now into a place that want to share inspiration, want to share something about your life, to where he needed somebody to help him and learn some things up. Now he wants to share. I'm telling you, it brings a place of a joy. I'm telling you, did you hear our very own Pastor Smith and Prophetess Juanita, our Prophetess Jackie, and Mother Helen, and different things. Mother Helen, that's another story right there. You talk about coming from a place, coming from a place to where they would give you a platform before you can share what God gave you. You have to build your own platform behind your wall to help others that God placed in your life, and now I'm able to help thousands of different ones that listen to all over the world, free to express who they are, free to and give God their gift. If y'all really think about family and you look back, my God, and where you don't come from and where you are going, I can't do nothing. That's why it motivates me. That's why I can care less where I'm at in the world. We don't care where we at in the world. We got to get back to the home on Sunday. We got to get back to our family, because, my God, then our very own brother Chris, my God almighty, where she don't come from. See, this is the things that give a leader, give a pastor, give a man that is after, or a woman that is after God's own heart. The joy. Baby, you can have all the first year anniversary you want to have and give a money tree. That one, he must move him. But when you see a lifestyle got transitioned, a lifestyle got changed, they begin to God, open up like a butterfly. I'm telling you right now, and our very own sister, Pastel, my God almighty, how she just come, my God, get what God has, now ready to go to work like a lion, my God, coming out the gate. I just thank God for everything. Everyone, by God, allowing God to transform for the greater, for the better. And I'm telling you right now, saints of God, you have not heard, my God, or seen, my God, where they're going to be at. You have not heard or seen them yet. You're getting a sneaking peek of what God has developed inside of them, what God is doing inside of them. I'm telling you, you might as well get ready for the conference that is coming, my God, soon. I want to let you know, saints of God, you want to be there. And I'm so happy that God is raising people up in the ministry that we don't have to go out. We can find it right here, what God is saying in the individual. And I'm telling you right now, saints, I am so ecstatic, and I thank God for you. That's the prize you can get. I'm telling you right now, a true leader, they won't get thrilled about you cooking them something to eat. You bringing them something. You placing something that they see. A true leader, once they get thrilled about when they see your life transition for the better. You begin to handle things. You begin to take care of what you have to take care of. You begin to show the God within yourself. And my God almighty, to illuminate others. I'm just so ecstatic, and I just thank God for what he is doing in each and every one of your life. And I'm telling you, saints of God, you keep pushing. And you know what, saints of God, I get happy again when I come and around amongst our family, my God, and look around and see how good our family look. My God, see how good our family look. My God almighty, that's a confident booster right there. All I can say, my God almighty, I can't speak for anybody else. I can't talk for nobody else ministry, but I can talk for ADM. Y'all go ahead on with y'all bad stuff, and I'm talking about, my God, y'all keep doing what y'all be doing. Those that is ready to get married and looking, ready to get married and position themselves into a place for the husband come and find them, my God, y'all on y'all way. because I'm telling you right now, a man can't do nothing but say, my God, is this the one right here? Keep looking good. Keep holding your head up. Keep walking, my God Almighty, with your spunk and with your bad self. Saints of God, never, my God, never hold your head down. Never look defeated. No matter what the situation in your life, what you're going through, you keep yourself fixed up. You keep yourself strong. You keep yourself walking no matter what. A man like a strong woman. A man don't want nobody to meet. He wants somebody to know he's strong because he know the mess that he have in here, and he needs somebody strong to help him with his stuff. I'm talking about you keep yourself, my God Almighty, walking strong in a strong tower. Saints of God, I just had to take a pause moment. I had to take a pause moment. So I thank God for you all. I thank God for ministers. Lanita, my God, and I bless God for what he is doing. Saints of God, listen, I was just sitting here, and I want to just go ahead and just say this and wrap this up. I was sitting here as Mother Price, she was praying. I want everybody to bring it back in and just tune in just with me for a couple of seconds. And I was sitting here as Mother Price praying, and God said, son, we did very well begin to identify and clean up things in the natural. He said, well, what about the things in the spirit? I said, okay, God. And I understood what he was talking about then because he gave us, we did a teaching, it was a couple of years ago over this air. My God, dealing with the different dimensions, the dimensions of heaven. And we dealt with three dimensions of the heaven. First dimension, we dealt with the first dimension, the second dimension, the third dimension. Well, we're taking care of different things on the first dimension, but we need to start identifying this situation and begin to take care of things on the second and the third dimension. What is the first dimension? The first dimension is the dimension where we at right now. Your clear blue skies right here on this earth, different things that take place here on earth. This is the first dimension right here. The second dimension is where the princes of powers and the rulers of darkness dwells at. I know many of us on the top, they under our feet, they under our ground. Oh, baby, if you keep digging downwards in the earth, you're going to eventually hit space. Amen? Because this earth is soaring out of space. My God, the princes of powers, rules of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places, not low places, in high places. Amen. Stay in a place of darkness. Second dimension is the heavens. Amen. That's the heavens. That's the place where the third is the place where God dwells at. How do we begin to do different things that is unpleasing to God on these dimensions? Well, my God, we understand the first. First is the things that is in us, the things that we do, the things that we choose to do, amen? And the things that we will go against and rebel and do different things of our hurt, things of our life length and different things like that, manipulation we do, sometimes lie, all this kind of stuff that we do and we have to clean up. Amen. So that's here, my God. And we've been identifying and begin to put in place who I need to cut out our life, who we need to bring in, different things we see, different things we need to make some changes with. Now, the second dimension, you hear me? Princes of powers, rulers of darkness. That's the place to where if we start yielding to ungodly counsel, we start yielding and believing different the money forces, start believing things, what they say. Y'all know y'all don't love me. They don't love me. I can feel it. This is right here. We begin to yield to that money power. We begin to yield to the princes of power and allow them to be the head of our life. God said, thou should not have no other God before me. Once you believe in a individual, and once you can take a situation or individual at their word, regardless if it's coming into your spiritual ear or not, my God Almighty, if you believe something that is not of God and you believe something that is not true, you just accept it a lie. Amen. You just accept it a lie. And many of us be accepting a lie on different dimensions because we have the wrong perspective and we have the wrong, my God, discernment about an individual. We allow that the money entity begin to lock up the discern an individual other than our spiritual eye. We think an individual got a problem with us, but an individual got a problem in their home. And we begin to react a certain type of way because we feel as though you got a problem. Amen. So now you just accepted a falsified lie. You just
stop it. Now you have something in your heart for somebody, and that you have something in your heart for somebody, which you don't took the thing the wrong way. You just accepted, my God Almighty, a demonic entity counsel. Amen. So we got to begin to identify our area in the spirit and begin to clean that residue up so we stop, so we can shut the door and stop accepting demonic entity counsel. And we start dealing, and let's stop assuming. When we get into the place and you start dealing with people that assume and assume and assume and don't want to, and not dealing with the fact, them are demonic entities. Those are demonic entities to take an individual perspective and just driving all over the place. Amen? Until the facts come in place. So we got to stop assuming. Let's deal with facts. Peoples of God, saints of God, God deals with fact. He's not going to assume nothing with you on judgment. He's not going to share nothing. He's going to deal with what you've done, the work that you've done. You hear me? Amen. Third dimension. Third dimension is the heavens. A lot of us have to repent on this level as well. A lot of us need to, my God Almighty, go to God, clean up the residue. Amen. And ask God to take the wax out our ear. Why? Because we're like, well, how did we mess up on this level, Pastor? Well, some of you know God that woke you up very early before this broadcast. I want you to pray. We don't pray. I want you to fast. We don't fast. Go and tell this brother or sister that I love them. Give this person $10. Give this person $3. Sometimes we don't know. I want, I contemplate, God, is this you? This is you. This is you. Regardless of they know or not, we don't walk into an area of rebellion. We don't walk into an area of rebellion, and rebellion gets our word. That's one side. But then you got this flip side when you got folks that is so deep, and now they so deep. God said this, God shall call that all. God told me to do this, and God told me to do that, and God has said nothing. You don't lie on God. So now you're walking into a spirit of lying, and you're lying in the third dimension. You're lying on God, because it might sound good, that doesn't mean it is good. I don't walk with a couple of souls that don't lie on God, and I knew they lied on God. I remember years ago, my God Almighty, I had to do a radio show with someone else, and this prophet was on the line. And this prophet was on the line, and that's looking at me like that, just shaking her head. But this prophet right here was on the line, and it was very out of order. One thing about it, when God is using one prophet, he don't need to use two or three or four. Amen? Because the other ones just need to sit down and take his mark. That is biblical. Amen? So this prophet that came down the line, he began to prophesy to me. And he began to tell me, well, man of God, the wife that you are, the woman that you are with is not your wife. You know, the woman that you are with is not your wife. That is not the woman that God has for you. This woman just born, God just going to use this woman to give you love and all this kind of stuff here. You know what I mean? So that was a prophecy that this man got. So number one, this man just not lied on God. Why? Because biblically, the Bible said when a man findeth a wife, amen, and he findeth a good thing. Now, you can find an ex-murderer. You can find an ex-whatever you want to find. If you like it, amen, that is yours. You better hear me. If you like it, that is yours. You can find a gold digger. You can find somebody that don't want to stay at home or go on dancer. But at the end of the day, if you find it, you like it, you want it, it's yours. That's the bottom line. Amen. Regardless if it's unhealthy or it's toxic relationship, it's yours. This is where folks that get so deep, my God Almighty, and don't understand the prophetic biblicalness and the prophetic gospel, amen, because the prophetic has a language. And now you begin to lie on God. I tell individual, if you don't know for sure, just zip it. And just say, I feel or I sense. Don't say, well, God says God. God says this. God says that. God says this. Amen? So let's not walk into that flip area where we don't lie on God. And others, we walk in another flip area where God telling us to do things. We hear in the voice. We still in the things. But yet, we are walking in rebellion because we are not acting upon it. We're not acting on it. You hear me? Amen. So let's begin to identify these areas, all three areas. We're doing a good job identifying the natural area. Let's do a good job start identifying the other two levels of the spirit, the second and the third, and making sure that anything there, we want to take these luggage out, clean up that residue, because we want an all-around new spirit. start, a new start with our relationship with God, a new start, my God Almighty, tuning that money entity out and not allowing our feelings to go there and be all over the place, my God, because we don't got trapped or we yielded to the second dimension of the demonic entity. Amen. So we don't want none of this stuff. We want to get all this stuff out the way. We want the demonic entity to respect who we are, know who we are, because we think for this and we walk with God. We want God to be able to trust us, not be able to look at us and y'all still so immature, you need to sit down, because we all over the place. We prophesize and pop a line. We say God saying this, and we don't even have nothing to show for in our own life. Let me tell some of you prophets something, my God, that you're listening to on the air, and those that have the gift, my God Almighty. Prophecy, my God, when God begins to give you words of prophecy and different things, yes, he'll give you words and give you nuggets here and there for prophecy for the government system, prophecy words for the world. But 98% of the time, God's going to be talking to you about your life. A true prophet has something to show for. A true prophet is not going to be walking, my God Almighty, and don't have nothing to show for, because a true prophet don't hold God for their own life. And they have something to manifest for. Y'all about to hear me here. Church of God, I'm giving y'all another discernment for your eyes. A true prophet, they don't just come in with the look. Baby, they have it together. They have things to show for. They have it. If you want it, you can have it. And God have the answer, have the key. They know how to turn left, turn right, go here, back up. Why? Because they can show the manifestation in their life. Let's stop dealing with these jack legs and these folks that still in training and they still immature, that God said, baby, everybody got a word once they get into a spirit. All of that, God said, but the question is the life that you're living is speaking for it. I hear what everybody said, I hear what you said, but the true thing is about it is the life that you live speak for, now hear me, speak for itself. I feel a preacher man coming on me, baby. I'm about to get off this line right now. My God Almighty. And that is a true man and a true woman of God. Let your life, your true child, let the life that you live speak for itself. Let's begin to bring our identity in this area. Let's make sure we are not accepting demonic counsel. Let's make sure we're not dealing to demonic spirit. Let our feelings go to a negative place that where the place is not true. Let our emotions go to an area to where it's not true. It's just something that got put in my mind or something that I thought I saw, but I really didn't show. Let's stop taking guideship on demonic entity. Amen. Let's begin to obey God. And God calling us to pray, my God, and we driving in our car, let's begin to pray. And God said, give this brother $2 or $3. He drives me like this all the time. Me and my wife like that all the time. I remember one season that God had me taking clothes off my back. Amen. I will never forget this old. We had a very expensive jacket. Amen. We walking out a restaurant, walking out a store. I seen this young brother. I kept walking, but I seen this young brother cold in the winter time. God told me to stop, take the coat off your back and go and give it to him. I stopped. My wife looked, and I just began to take the coat off my back and begin to give it to the individual. Amen. Let's begin to obey God. Hear God. We don't know what God want to do. Amen. We don't know how he want to do it, but let's begin to learn and begin to filter out all the clutter and begin to move all the clutter so we can begin to hear the voice of God. Amen. And different ones that is prophesied and talk a line on God, let's begin to get ourselves taught, understand the prophetic, sit ourselves down so we don't be walking into an era of lying on God, because we said, thus says God, and God ain't said none of that stuff. That was thus says your emotions, and thus says your feelings, and thus says your human spirit. God ain't had nothing to say with that. So let's make sure we're walking in order. And you got to understand, these second level demonic demons, they get a kick out of that kind of stuff. They love it. They love it when you go lying on God, because it fuels them to operate and move. And some of them, they will allow things to manifest, happen to you to keep you in that place. They'll let things happen into individual life to keep you at that place. for watch this. While you get kept in that place and they allow something to happen that you said to somebody, they let that happen, and you stay stuck in that place, your life is still not moving. You started in a struggle. You started in a mess. You started trying to figure your way out. You started trying to work your way out. You're all stressed out. You're all, my God, and all you can blame it on is the devil. Now, the devil got you into a place where you believe in something that is of God and is not of God. You hear me? And it got you into a place of stuck. As long as you can hear testimony come from everybody else, woman of God, man of God. Listen, I don't know why I'm talking this here, but I went through a season when, oh, man of God, you know what you said? It came to pass. God done did it. God done showed up in my life. Oh, shut on the hole. God, I got my healing, man of God. I got my blessings. I got my miracle. But at the end of the day, I look around in my situation. I'm all jacked up. You hear me? And I had to realize that the enemy is trying to keep me into a place, my God Almighty, and let me stay stuck in believing that I am the chosen one. Amen? And I don't see no manifestation of the gift. Listen, the gift should work for you before it works for everybody else. Why? Because you possess it. Amen? And I should be able to see. I just thank God and I give him the glory. And I'm telling you right now, saints of God, my God, let's get out of here. It's been 8 o'clock, but I want you to begin to identify these areas. The first dimension is here, one we've been dealing with. Second dimension, this is the power. Third dimension, let's have this. Let's begin to put a magnifying glass on these areas, and let's begin to clean out some things. And that way, when we take off in our wall, we're going to take off in a wall that is holy and acceptable unto the Lord. God bless you. This is the ADL family. We're going to be back on tonight. Mother Helen, she's going to be bringing our word. Amen. Our Bible study. We thank God for her as well. We're going to be back on tonight, my God, at 7 p.m. I want y'all to come back, tune back in, keep fellowshipping with us. My God, other than that, tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., we're going to have our brother Joe. Amen. We thank God for him. Brother Joe, happy, y'all. Brother Joe finna get ready to get married on the 29th. Amen. God bless all of y'all. This is the ADL family.